Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, this is Lewis Fine, and we have another great show for you today about OnCall, which you can visit their website at on-call.me, and you can also download this application for free for your iOS or Android devices. And today we're going to be speaking with a very distinguished expert who is part of OnCall's group of specialists, this worldwide collection of men and women who are experts in their respective fields. And specifically, in this instance, we'll be talking with Jonah Halper, who is, by all accounts, not only an expert with regard to the world of nonprofits and fundraising for those organizations. He has a book about that. He has innovated on behalf of that principle. He is a much sought-after consultant, advisor, and leader within this world, and there are principles that apply to all industries that all executives can emulate by way of engaging Jonah, who is, as I'd like to say, on call with on call. So with that preamble of sorts, let me bring Jonah on the program. Jonah, welcome.
Hi, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. Now, you're the founder of a very, in my opinion, innovative organization called Altruicity. So by way of brief background, tell us about your area of expertise and provide us with a summary of Altruicity, because within the world of fundraising, it really does stand out.
Sure. Thank you very much. I should have you call my mother and share your rave reviews about me. It would make her very proud. So on to the task here. So Altruicity was started about 4 or 5 years ago because in the 21st century we have so many philanthropic options, ways that people can give meaningfully, and it's really difficult to break through the clutter. You know, you can be great, but there are plenty of other great causes out there. And the importance on finding ways to attract and engage new donors has become more difficult than ever before. So our firm, we are experts, and my personal background is in fundraising and marketing, so we are a fundraising and marketing consulting firm. And we focus on, as you said, nonprofit organizations, as well as some social good enterprises, companies that have a social impact component of what they do. We pride ourselves in, and our track record reflects this, on new donor acquisition, which is a fancy way of saying we're really good at bringing new money, new people into the door, which has always been like the holy grail for fundraising. But in the last 10-plus years, when, like I said, there's so much clutter and so much competition, if you're good at bringing new money in and getting them to be inspired to take action, that is a really good skill to have as a professional. And as a consulting firm, if the results reflect that kind of success, then you become a sought-after firm. So that's more or less what we focus on. The graphics of the people that we help our clients with really vary across the board. And we have donors who are in their teens, in young adults, and we have people who are 70, 80 years old, who are retired, live in gated communities. But I think by virtue of the fact that we focus on new donor acquisition, we tend to skew a little bit younger, people who are in their 30s and 40s, primarily because they're not set in their ways. They're just trying to find their charities that they care about most. And because of that, and because we focus on educating and inspiring them to give, we are finding that that is kind of our sweet spot, young professionals, that Gen X and even Gen Y people to get involved in a variety of our clients and our clients' mission.
Those are very good points, and they speak to changes within the world of fundraising in general and nonprofits in particular. And that brings us to a second point with regard to OnCall, and for those listeners not familiar with OnCall, you can go to the website on-call.me to learn more about the application, which is available both for iOS devices and Android smartphones and tablets. For people who are current users of OnCall, myself included, if we look at that segment of the population, so to speak, that wants to increase their success rate with regard to fundraising or has a major event scheduled in the near future, which is contingent on a number of things, chief among them, raising money, what are the advantages? And I suppose in this instance, I'm asking you, Jonah, to humbly promote yourself, but still, what are the advantages for prospective clients on call that may work with you?
So a majority of our work that we do with clients, and that could be from smaller organizations with budgets underneath $1 million, and it could be big ones that have $50 to $100 million that they bring in a year, most of our work is retainer model. So they come to us, and then we are injecting ourselves into what they do, soup to nuts. We make sure from a project management, any plan that we put into place gets you know, so we see it through to the end. But the nice thing about OnCall and us coming on board with OnCall is it allows an organization and professionals in an organization that are flirting with the idea of seeking outside help to help ramp up what they're doing, it gives them the opportunity to get their feet wet with a very low risk but with a very high return. Majority of what we do is strategic, and even when it's not putting things into action, putting things into place on behalf of the client, the ability to give them fresh ideas and fresh perspective and uncover areas that might be pain points for the organization, providing that kind of expertise with my firm's, you know, multi-generational experience and you know, the professionals who work for Altruicity have been doing it for more than a decade each. So the fact that you can get on a on-call with one of us and have that conversation without having to be a long-term relationship with a retainer model is something that's very valuable. And you know, our hope, and I think our clients' hope, is that if they find that the you know, the issues or challenges they're dealing with, and they want a conversation to, you know, on those specific issues, they'll get the solutions they're looking for. They'll get sound advice, and if we're able to prove our value there, we hope it translates into a ongoing relationship with them.
Now, there are two issues at play here. On the one hand, of course, there is your background and expertise within the world of fundraising, what you do on behalf of Altruicity, and the wealth of experience that you bring to each project, courtesy not only of your expertise, but of the collective expertise of the men and women that are part of your organization. You are a member also of OnCall. You are one of the many experts available through OnCall. We like to say that it brings the world's experts to the palm of your hand, because in your smartphone or tablet you have immediate access to the app and can engage in correspondence, chat, or face-to-face video conversation within the application. Jonah, what in your opinion, because you're familiar with a lot of applications, you're approached, I'm sure, by a lot of different companies, what in your opinion is most attractive to you about OnCall?
So this is a very easy question to answer, because I think one of the biggest challenges a consultant has, you know, specifically to my situation and as many other consultants, is that we're paid for our advice, which means that it's very easy for us to get taken advantage of, in the sense that, you know, I just want a phone call, I just want to speak to you for 10 minutes, you know, whether it's friends, whether it's colleagues, whether it's someone who's recommended to come to me through a mutual client, whatever the case may be, it's very easy to find my time sucked away for hours and hours on end to kind of pick my brain. And that's really an important piece of my business model, is to know that I have been doing this for a long time. I have a lot to bring to the table, and it's very easy for me to lose hours a week, a month, a year, because of the fact that, you know, it's very hard. It's always been hard to monetize phone conversations. So the ability to have a platform that, you know, I can share with people to say who are interested in picking my brain or interested in having a conversation about whatever issues they may be having at their organization, for the fact that I can now provide them with a solution and say, you know, hey, I'm on call, you know, call me through this platform. It lets me kind of separate those people who are just, you know, possibly wasting my time, and also self-select those individuals who say, you know what, I'm coming to Jonah because he's an expert. I want to pay him for his time, and here I have a way to do it in a very convenient and easy way. So here, you know, here's a way for me to, you know, pick Jonah's brain, and you know, everyone is having a positive experience. So this has been a solution for me, and I would imagine for many consultants who basically get paid to give out advice and recommendations and best practices.
Well, there is also, of course, your expert profile that people can view by downloading the OnCall app. And if they want to learn more about OnCall, I encourage them to go to on-call.me. Your profile is extensive. It's, in my opinion, impressive, and it speaks to all of the strengths that you've addressed throughout this conversation. But what else, Jonah, would you like listeners to know, and in particular those listeners that have it as a priority to raise money, to increase donations to this or that nonprofit organization? What else, in your opinion, should they know about your record of achievement and the professionals with whom you work?
Sure. I alluded to it a little bit before, but I think that we are now in a day and age of fundraising where there needs to be an emotional investment with the donor, because we have so many options, and they're all good ones. For the most part. But the problem is that we're being, you know, barraged with communications, whether it's emails or newsletters or events. You can book your entire social calendar, especially if you live in a metropolitan city. Every night of the week, you can basically go to another event. So the importance on developing a real human connection with potential donors is more important now than ever before. So the premise of my company is not just utilizing data and statistics to determine the correct audience or the correct country club or the correct demographic to focus on. Rather, we use that data to inform how we're going to connect in a real personal way. Obviously, you know, we have different methods of doing that. Sometimes it's in-person conversations, and sometimes it's providing volunteer opportunities. But in the end of the day, our goal as a company and my goal as a professional is to put a human face on the cause, that it's not just it's not another water charity based in Africa, but rather it's this specific water charity that represents real people, represents a real mission that people can identify with in a very emotional and human way. So whether it's my book, Date Your Donors, which, you know, I'm not saying to literally date your donors, but effectively the idea of courtship and the idea of engaging people in something in an emotional way will help separate you as an organization. It'll help separate you as a professional raising money on behalf of an organization, or not even necessarily a professional, a volunteer, someone who is dedicated as a board member or a volunteer of a cause. The way for you to stand out is to look for ways to develop real relationships, and real relationships with the right kind of people. That's what we focus on.
That is, I must say, a great point, because I am a longtime believer in brand personalization, that the efforts and identity of a company, a service, a business should reflect the very humanity of the person, the man or woman, the men and women responsible for that particular service, or in this case, Altruicity, which you do exceptionally well. And you spoke to this broader point before, and I want to conclude with this again, because there are so many choices out there, and people have to be judicious in their selection of the consultants they engage and the services they choose to pursue. The same is true of applications for mobile devices. OnCall is one of many applications out there. Why would, I suppose I'm asking you, why would you encourage people listening to this program to download OnCall?
So that's a very easy answer, because I've been perusing the on-call professionals, and it's clear, it's 100% clear that there's a heavy level of curation and quality in the available experts on-call. You know, it's easy for a platform like that to become laden down heavy with a lot of people who are looking for, people who are opportunistic or looking for a way that they can monetize every little conversation and every little area of expertise they may have. But to find a platform that does a very good job in a very clear way demonstrating who the experts are, what the expertise that they have in, and not to get lost in a gazillion different profiles of people who are mediocre at best, I've been very, very impressed with the caliber and the curation that you're finding on call with the professionals. I'm in a way very honored to be somebody who is considered an expert and to have a profile on call, because I can see who the other professionals and the experts are that are found on the platform, and I feel like I'm in very, very impressive company.
Well, I certainly thank you for those very kind remarks on behalf of OnCall, and I agree with you, because there is a consistency of quality across so many disciplines, and it's very difficult for any business to do that when you have such diversity. And I think OnCall, and this is my own independent analysis and opinion, it is not something that has been urged upon me by OnCall, but I share your sentiment about the application, because there are millions of apps out there, and some of them are exceptional, some of them are okay, some of them are mediocre, and many are not so great. But to do what OnCall does, and to also have experts of your caliber available to chat, discuss, and answer questions, and ultimately be retained by users who become clients, I think that is the ultimate testament to the success of OnCall and its longevity and its embrace worldwide. Jonah, I want to thank you again for joining us today, and I encourage people not only to download OnCall, but for those that are interested in and have a need to learn more about fundraising and need an expert who can answer those questions and speak to those concerns, Jonah is that person. So, again, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it, and best of luck to you and all your listeners.
Folks, this is Louis Fine, and again, you can learn more by going to on-call.me. Thanks for joining us.